17 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and now time for the word of the day, which today is, I think you probably know this word.
Yeah.
Permeate.
Permeate.
Permeate, yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, what it means is, to permeate is to pass or spread through something. Like, for example, the scent of lilacs permeated the room. Or a feeling of anxiety permeated the office as everyone rushed to meet the deadline, etc., etc. So permeate was borrowed into English in the 17th century from the Latin permeatus, which comes from the prefix per, which is through, and the verb miare, meaning to go or to pass. Miare hasn't exactly permeated English. Aside from permeate itself, its other English descendants include the relatively common permeable, as well as the medical miatus, a natural body passage, and the downright rare irredeemable, meaning offering no possibility of return. So there it is today.
No possibility of, return.
Permeable, but how's that word, miatus? I didn't know there was a natural body passage.
Okay.
Well, some people, I suppose, looking at it, would call it meatus. But you know, M-E-A-T-U-S. We won't even go there. It sounds too... No, my Victorian grandmother would not approve, I can tell you, for free. Here's Johnny Clegg and Msaki, hoping for a miracle. You're on Radio Life and Style, 88 FM from Belita.